All right, Sean Patton, what do you make of that? It was close game right to the end.
Yeah, close game, Kamir. We knew what Guido were going to bring. They brought a seriously good defensive unit there for us to break down, and I think we probably didn't do as well as we wanted. I suppose we've loads to work on going into the final now, but I say we're probably counting our blessings there a wee bit too much. But again, semi-finals are for getting the results, and a win's a win at the end of the day. And as I say, we look forward to the final, and we'll work on what we could have done better in today's game.
Yeah.
Like a lot of wides kicked there, and maybe a lot of turnovers from maybe sloppy handling errors and stuff. So
yeah.
Again, plenty to work on, but delighted to get over the line.
Yeah, because that's what you had to do. I mean, we were saying it in commentary. St Eunice were favourites tonight, and that's not an easy tag to wear, Sean, going into a match against a Guido team who have already beaten you twice this season.
Yeah, listen, we've went into the game knowing the threat Guido posed. They've already turned us over in the park, and they beat us in the park in the league as well. So we knew what we were coming up against. It wasn't going to be easy. It was going to be dogged. And as Guido showed there, they fought the whole way to the end. Like, we were lucky that Dara missed that free kick at the end. Again, he kicked an absolute world-class score a couple of minutes beforehand. And then I go up and kick a 45 wide and keep them in the game to give them an opportunity to kick that equalising score. But again, that's the wee bit of luck that was on our side tonight. Another day, sometimes it just doesn't go your way. But again, we have the final look forward to, and we'll get into the changing room. We'll redress what we need, or we'll look at what we need to do better, and we'll move forward from there.
Yeah, and one big moment as well worth talking about towards the end of the second half. Sean, you were involved. A good save when Guido were in for that really only goal chance of the match.
Yeah, like the games we're playing in Donegal club football at the minute, the goal chances are few and far between in a lot of games. It's a very defensive kind of structure we're playing up against a lot of the time. And as I say, every team's nearly playing the same, playing on the counter and stuff. So again, I was happy to be able to deal with it when it was called into action. I suppose, again, it's something we'd need to look at. That goal chance probably should never have happened. We let them in probably a wee bit too easily. But as I say, thankfully, I was called into action, and I was able to provide the save. And Again, a wee difference to get us over the line, thank God.
Yeah, and listen, it's been a relentless run of games for you. It's been so, so busy, game after game, week after week. You've got 2 weeks out now to prepare yourselves for this final. St Michael's are done low. I'm not going to say who you're going to want to meet in that final, but that's going to be an intriguing semi-final as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be no different to when you come to play any teams. It's going to be a tough game. It's not going to be a high-scoring game where teams are going to run away with miles, especially when you're coming into a final, regardless of who we play, down or Dunlow or St Michael's. It's going to pose its own threats. They have their own threats, and they have great players to pose huge threats to us, and we're going to have to sit down and look at them. Obviously, the game's tomorrow. We'll sit down and we'll watch that and see who we have to face in the final. But again, we'll regroup tonight, we'll recover tomorrow, and we'll look at the game tomorrow and see who we're going to play, and we'll focus on it from there.
Okay, Sean, well done tonight.
Thanks very much.